Amen. The spirit of discouragement or the spirit of revelation. I'll take the spirit of revelation. How about you? It's our very own choice. We can choose whatever. Remember when you were kids and you played a game? Well, some of the older ones of us here. I don't know if the kids still play it. But anyway, it was called Red Rover, send blank over. And that's how I felt this morning as I was thinking about this message. I have a choice and I can make a choice. I can say, Red Rover, send discouragement right over. I don't think so, huh? That doesn't sound very good, does it, huh? And it's not even spelled right, so who cares? Sometimes we take these burdens and we don't only pray about them, but we hold on to them with a death grip. That isn't what he's telling us to do. Pastor Kevin talked about Peter last week. Luke 24:12 says, then Peter arose and ran. Peter ran. Yep. Peter walked out on the water to be with Jesus. Peter got out of the boat and swam to be with Jesus after the resurrection. We need to be like Peter. Be a Peter. Run to him. Drop what you're carrying. Pray and leave it in God's hands. Number two is take my yoke upon you. That's interesting. What does that mean? Yoke. It means to be coupled. Sometimes we take these burdens and we don't only pray about them, but we hold on to them with a death grip. That isn't what he's telling us to do. Pastor Kevin talked about Peter last week. Luke 24:12 says, then Peter arose and ran. Peter ran. Yep. Peter walked out on the water to be with Jesus. Peter got out of the boat and swam to be with Jesus after the resurrection. We need to be like Peter. Be a Peter. Run to him. Drop what you're carrying. Pray and leave it in God's hands. Number two is take my yoke upon you. That's interesting. What does that mean? Yoke. It means to be coupled, to be connected. Take my yoke. Couple up with me. Come to me and couple up with me. Be like Thomas. Drop the doubt. Thomas came to Jesus, John 20:26 says, after 8 days, again, his disciples were within and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then said he directly to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side. Be not faithless, but be believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Actually, he said unto all of them in Luke 24:38-39, and he said unto them, why are you troubled? Why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. Handle me. Handle him. Handle Jesus, from a Greek word that means to verify by contact, to feel after, to handle, to touch. That's right. Handle him. Verify it's him. Feel after him. Be joined to him. Run to him. Drop that burden. Get connected with him. Handle him. You see, that's what Pastor Kevin was saying last week about the boys on the way to Emmaus. Luke 24:15-16, and it came to pass that while they communed together, they were walking along and talking and communing together, and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. We can so give ourselves to discouragement that we can't see what Jesus is doing. Our eyes are holden or blind to the things of the Spirit. They were discouraged. I could see them just kind of shuffling along and kicking their feet in the dust and talking things over. But they did something right. They did take time to listen. They took time to listen, and they learned of him. See, it says, and learn of me. What does it mean, learn of me? It means to listen and comprehend, to find out about his character. And you will find rest for your soul. I love that, rest for our souls. That's what we need in this world today. We need rest for our souls. You know what rest means? It means intermission. I just need a little intermission. You know, I think that's why I liked, my favorite subject in school was recess. Because I liked the intermission. I loved recess. Yes, let's get through this stuff and get to recess. When we learn of him, we come to trust in his character. And then the yoke is easy and the burden becomes light. What happened when they learned of him as they were walking along the road? Their hearts began to burn as they listened to him describe in the scriptures, describe himself in the scriptures. They listened and their hearts began to burn. And they constrained him to stay. When was the last time you listened to Jesus long enough that you wanted to constrain him to stay? Yet, we do it with the TV. I've done it for the last 8 weeks with The Apprentice. Now it's baseball season, or computers, or whatever. Thinking about the burdens. We constrain them to stay. We constrain them to stay.
Sure.
We need to constrain Jesus to stay. Because when we constrain the burden and the discouragement to stay, our hearts don't burn within us. Yes, they do. It gives us heartburn, and that produces ulcers. No way. Allow me to repeat. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall, oh yes, ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Are you troubled, overwhelmed, discouraged, disheartened? Then be a Peter and run to him. Pray and leave it in his hands. Be a Thomas and handle him, getting as close to him as you can. Then be like the boys on the road. Listen, listen, listen. Learn of him. Learning of him leads you to worship. Yes, yes. Then constrain him to stay, and you will end up with a spirit of revelation. It's so easy. Run to him, handle, be joined to him, learn of him, constrain him to stay, and you'll have a revelation, and you'll end up worshiping him. Revelation is what makes us see that the yoke is easy and the burden is light. What does the body of Christ need right now? A spirit of revelation. I want to end this morning with Pastor Kevin's magnificent list from last week. Revelation takes us from fear to faith, from being doubters to believers, from timidity to boldness, from being scattered to being unified, from being depressed to being joyous. Let our hearts burn with a roaring fire. The spirit of discouragement will be burned up in the light of the spirit of the revelation that will be living within us. Amen. It's your choice. Red Rover, Red Rover, send the spirit of revelation right over. Amen. Pastor Kevin?
Wasn't that wonderful? How many of you are encouraged this morning? How many of you are encouraged to gather your own little basket and throw all the heavy weights in there? That was very vivid. That was absolutely powerful. It's vivid. Everything from the magazines to the computer to whatever it is in your own life. What is it in your life? What is it in your life that has captured your heart and your attention in such a way that it distracts you from Jesus, discourages you, and you lose revelation? Oh, Lord, this morning, can you join me in prayer? This morning, we give it up to you. We give the weights to you, Lord. We give the temptations and the sins that so easily beset. And we give up the distractions. Jesus, we surrender and yield to you in a fresh way. You carry the heavy end. We love you, Lord Jesus. I pray specifically for this congregation this week that tangibly we will know a sense of your presence and revelation break forth in each of our lives. In each of our lives, from this moment, Lord, this week, let a specific revelation of Jesus break forth in our hearts and our spirits. And we look forward to coming back together again and sharing the praise reports of all that you've done. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. If you're here this morning and you've not given your life specifically to Jesus, I urge and encourage you, let this be the day you do so. Come on up after we close and let you and I pray together. I'd be honored to pray with you as we surrender and yield to Jesus. If you've got a burden on your heart, something about which you want to pray with someone else about, to take that burden to Jesus, it'd be a joy to pray with you. You have a physical need in your body and you need Jesus to heal you. We believe the scripture teaches the laying on of hands and the anointing with oil and the impartation of healing. I'd be honored to pray with you as we pray for your healing. It's a great day. Look outside. How can you not believe in the Creator? What a great day. Thank you for the message, Pastor Sherry. Let's go forward with the spirit of encouragement. Amen? God bless you. Be released and have a wonderful day in the Lord.